Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Are you still married and not in prison for murder?
What fresh hell?
Laughing in the face of motherhood.
My mom cleans up and goes on the computer and stuff.
With Margaret Apples
and Amy Wilson.
What fresh hell is next?
A podcast that solves today's parenting dilemmas
so you don't have to.
Can I have a shamrock in my hair?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. This is Amy.
And this is Margaret. And today we are talking about mom rock bottoms. Those moments when you're like, nope, no more. I'm getting in the car. I'm going to keep driving until it's warm.
Drive from Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to open a surfside shack with no children and no husband and just start it all over again. We're talking about like funny mom rock bottoms. Like that moment where you were like, I'm done. It's time to turn in my mom card and move along.
It's your worst mom moment that you're actually willing to share in open court.
And so we went, of course, to our Facebook page. We are on Facebook at What Fresh Hell Cast. We have a community there, which is groups/What Fresh Hell Cast. And we asked, what is your mom rock bottom? And I was a little worried. I was like, how much do I have to say funny? Because I didn't want, like, you know, my husband left me and then...
to make us sad, people.
Yeah, no. We're at the rock bottom of a pandemic right now, and we can't deal with terrible stories. So we leaned in and we went for funny rock bottoms. You guys, as always, completely delivered. Although I'm going to say this, Amy, we're a little heavy on vomit and poop in this episode.
Well, isn't motherhood like that? Heavy on vomit and poop? 45% of motherhood is vomit and poop. So I don't know why 45% of our mom rock bottoms wouldn't involve, you know, bodily functions also.
But I thought to myself, Amy, I thought, what do people not need right now? And you know what I realized? People don't need to be sympathetic vomiting while they're trying to get through their day while we talk about this.
Yeah, it's a geometry problem where we've already established a triangle has three sides. We don't need to prove that again.
Yeah.
Let that be true.
So we're going to give a glancing blow. Let's get these out of the way quick.
Okay. All right.
Renee says, this was her rock bottom. When my son projectile vomited from the backseat of the car, I had partially turned around to tell him we were almost home. I had vomit all over me, including my hair. Used his sweatshirt to catch the rest. There was vomit in every crevice of the car.
And then Kelly says, I would have just burned the car.
I mean, Kelly, you are so right.
That car is never the same.
Like there are, I really am. I mean, we did on our two types of people in the world. Baby blowout, you somehow like carefully save the onesie or the outfit and rinse it and wash it, or you cut it off and burn it. And I am so the second type of person.
Best $2.99 you've ever spent.
There is so much wrong with our disposable world, and we're certainly dooming our child's futures. But the one good thing about it is you could just cut that thing off and throw it away.
Yeah, and I don't know that I ever did that, but I wish I knew you then, because I would have.
Oh.
You know, I'm a rule keeper.
Oh, I remember I was babysitting my sister-in-law's kids, and I cut off a onesie and threw it away, and she was genuinely appalled. Like, you just wash it, and I was like, I don't know if we've met, but that's not happening. I'm sorry. This one I have to go to because it's got a sixth sense type ending that I didn't see coming. Kelly says her family of five had the stomach bug. She was holding the trash can for a kid who was also sitting on the toilet. And then she started throwing up into the bathroom sink while simultaneously keeping a crawling baby from getting involved in the situation, let's just say. The rock bottom came the next day when my husband told me he was sicker than anyone else. Like, he was really
Kelly,
sick.
Are you also married to my husband? Are we sister wives and I don't know it?
Kelly, are you still married and not in prison for murder? Because I don't understand that.
I have a story about this. I was up all night with a baby and my husband slept on, we used to have like a Murphy bed in our office. You know what those are? They kind of pull down from the wall like an army barracks.
I love a Murphy bed.
Yep. So my husband decamped to that because one of us needed to sleep. And I mean, we were up like all night with her needs. And so around, 5:45 a.m., I kind of stagger out to the office to hand her to my husband, and he's like, oh, no, I didn't sleep at all. I was so worried I was going to get it too. I couldn't sleep at all. And I was like,
oh,
I actually didn't sleep at all. Like, your turn. But he did change his tune pretty quickly. Just the look on my face, the rock bottomness of the look on my face.
Right. When your yes. head actually exploded and had to be reconstituted, he was like, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing I've ever said.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Roll that tape back 15 seconds. Okay. Give me the baby.
Yeah, poor husbands. Every once in a while, my husband notoriously, I've said it before on the podcast, after I had an extremely short labor where I almost had a baby in the car, referred to it later on the phone to his mom as quick and easy. And I was like, wow, that's not how I would have described that experience. He was like, oh my God, it was so crazy. It was quick and easy. Like, the baby's here already. He has, to say the least, not lived that statement down.
I just had a mom rock bottom this morning on my group text that many of us will be familiar with. Proud grandmother sent this group text of her daughter-in-law with the brand new baby to like many people. And the daughter-in-law is not clothed in this photo. Like, the baby is covering the most, the stuff that would get you blocked from Facebook. But the daughter-in-law is basically naked with a, 90-second old baby in the photo. And the mother-in-law is so excited. She just blanketed.
Sent it to everybody.
Yeah, the Upper West Side with that. And that is a mom rock bottom with which many of us are familiar. Like, maybe don't go wide with that photo.
I was a secretary for a lot of my life while trying to make it in Hollywood. And I had a boss who copied photos and sent them everywhere.
Copied photos? Like,
oh, I'm an oldie locks. Back in my day. This was like the 90s. It was like Photomat photos. And he had gotten like 40 copies and already given out like 5 of them, like, oh, look at the baby. And his wife's other privates were showing.
Oh, no.
It was not the boobs. And let me tell you, I was like, I almost had a moment where I was like, I'm not going to tell him.
Right. I can't take the bullet for this.
What? I'm not going to tell him. Like, I'm like a lowly secretary. But I finally took the long walk into that office and I was like, knock, knock, hi. So the picture is so great. Quick thing, though. Like, it's like, how do you even say that out loud to like a man you barely know who you work for? But I did it because I was like, if I was the wife, I would want someone to know.
And what did he say?
He was like appalled and I don't know. I mean, he was too busy with me being like, oh, well, okay. I think it was just so, it was like the most awkward. Like, it's amazing we didn't both spontaneously combust because it was that kind of awkward.
Do you think he stopped handing out the photos though? That's what I need to know. Like, did he?
Oh no, he definitely stopped handing out the photos. I mean, once I showed him, it was like, oh, it was not close. Amy, I'm afraid to tell you that this brings us to poop stories. We are really going to just glancing at this because it's just the story. People, even if it's hot outside, you gotta put the baby in a onesie because there will come a day, and you will not see this day coming, that they figure out how to take off their diaper.
Mm.
They will do that after they have pooped and they've got nothing else to do. And they've found something new and they're gonna play with it.
And if you have a kid who does this, like I had two who never did this and I had one kid who did this like 8-10 times.
How does it happen 8 times? I always figured like if you could constrain them in the outfit, it wouldn't happen.
Maybe I always think those like video camera things like in bedrooms for babies are like overkill.
Back in our day, the kid just cried.
Right. This kid was so happy with their, art time.
Discovery.
Yeah, their discovery. It's discovery hour.
I have to move on. Like I'm definitely like I can feel the bile rising up.
But yeah, I mean, like a onesie, a couple of stinkies, give that a good yank and you're all set.
Oh, I guess so. I'm just saying, guys, that to me, like we will move, we will burn this house down, and we will never speak of this again. Like, I have a very low grossness threshold. Like, sometimes if I'm doing dishes and there's ketchup on the plates and it's like there's food floating around in the sink, I have to like step outside and cool down. Like, I have an extremely low grossness threshold.
For ketchup in particular.
Ketchup, the thing, I have, sometimes I have to call my husband when the thing at the bottom of the sink is filled with, you know, the food. I'm like, honey, can you come? Because I...
Save me.
I'm sorry that you all hit these disgusting rock bottoms with your monster children who did horrible things with poop. And I see you and I salute you with the Hunger Games salute. And I'm just going to have to say, I'm sorry.
We see you and we've been there. Can I give you one of my rock bottoms? Because I was thinking about this morning and I forgot how hilarious and horrible this was when it happened. My daughter, when she was in first grade...
Yes.
They had to write, like, what do your moms do, you know, all day, like while you're at work, that kind of thing, right? And they're hanging up in the hallway when you go for pickup. And it's like, my mom is a doctor and she helps people feel better. Like, my mom writes books, whatever. My daughter wrote, my mom cleans up and goes on the computer and stuff.
I know. We always say, I never liked those little narc assignments where they're like, what does your mom like to drink? And my kid's like, beer and Diet Coke.
And I was like, I do other things.
It is International Week of the Woman and I am self-actualized.
This was a long time ago. We didn't even have the podcast yet. I would hope that now she would say this, but who knows? But she was like, that is what you do. I know that's what I do.
My mom goes on a microphone and talks about other children smearing their rooms with poop. That's what she does. For a living.
Yeah.
That leads us to our next category, Amy, which is the series of unfortunate events. And I feel like for most people, this is where their rock bottom lives. Kristen says, in the span of 24 hours, 1.5-year-old developed pink eye for the first time. We had to drive an hour in the snow to a doctor's appointment. Her husband lost his wallet. She went into labor and had her second baby. And my husband came down with a stomach bug and was vomiting in the hospital room bathroom. Like, this to me is the mom rock bottom. Like, you're like, I got it. It's fine. I'm breastfeeding. I'm wiping. The kids are vomiting. I'm pooping. It's fine.
And then that one more.
One functional kid comes in and it's like, it's lice. You know, like, it's always the cumulative disasters.
It's the thing and the thing, as I like to say. Like, pink guy, fine. But pink guy and my husband's vomiting while I'm in labor. It's the thing and the thing and the thing that just puts you in the sunken place.
On our very, very first episode ever of this podcast, Amy said, she was describing something and she said, there's always a thing.
It was the plumber came to the door while we were recording. I think it's in the episode. Like, I paused to go get the plumber.
Oh, yes. Right. So we're all excited. We're like, we've got microphones and we're going to try this and do a podcast. And then, like, we're like, okay, let's go. I guess I'll say welcome to What Fresh Hell. And I'm like, welcome to What Fresh Hell. And it's like, ding dong. And Amy goes, oh, the plumber's here. There's always a thing. There's always a thing and a thing. And like, nothing has ever summed up motherhood more for me than the phrase, there's always a thing. There's always a thing and a thing. Like, if this podcast was not called What Fresh Hell, it would be called There's Always a Thing.
And then in parentheses, and a thing, like an 80s pop song.
Exactly. All right. So we'll be back with more series of unfortunate events after this.
Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello, Hellions. You know we listen to a lot of podcasts that aren't our own. And today we want to tell you about a podcast that really speaks to us and will speak to any parent of a child with special education needs.
The podcast is called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. One of my kids has an IEP, and I found this podcast so validating and so helpful. I feel better equipped to advocate for my child's educational needs now.
This podcast is helpful for parents in many different situations, whether your child already has an IEP or you're just starting to wonder if they might need extra support in the classroom. Juliana has content for kids of all ages and for kids who are learning English as an additional language as well.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains.
Okay, we're back with more mom rock bottoms, and we're in this sort of series of unfortunate events section where it's the sort of cumulative effect of several bad things happening at once. I'm going to lead off here with Christine. She was 7 months pregnant with her third baby. Oh gosh, I remember that those days very well. You're heavy. You're gravid with baby at that point. Her two-year-old pushed her five-year-old off a chair. She cut her head on the mantle. Had to wait in the ER for staples in the daughter's head, came home around dinner time, then her son puked all over the floor, stomach bug hit everybody in the house, and it was a great 24 hours.
I mean, the thing that kept coming to me during this, and I think this is something we don't talk about enough, is that the whole way life progresses has been very surprising to me. Like, you kind of think, like, you're young and then you're going to feel it happening that you're old. But instead, like, it's just a weird slow, it's the frog in the pot. Like, it's such a slow progression. And people kept writing this over and over again, and it really spoke to me. I just kept thinking, like, when is the mom going to come and help? You know, when is, like, you're busy having fluids shoot out of every single one of your bodily orifices because you're being felled by a disgusting illness. And then you realize, like, I have to go clean the sheets so that my kids have somewhere to go. Like, it's never not your turn, you know?
My oldest son broke his arm on a tennis court, actually. And I was there. I was there, like, looking at my phone, like, sitting in the chair waiting for, you know, his class to be over. And he slipped. It was like a little wet in the corner. He slipped and went down, and he, you know, went like, "Mom!" Like that kind of thing. And like just that cry, you know that this particular frequency they only hit when something's wrong. And like my son comes over to me sort of, you know, cradling his elbow, and everybody gathers around me. And it's like, now the unveiling. Now the mom will, you know, review the damage, and the mom is going to tell us what to do next. So if you have a weakness for like ketchup and, you know, like leftover noodles in the sink.
Ah, I almost got sick you just saying that.
Oh. So imagine me with injuries. Like anybody needs to look first besides me.
We need to start switching. When I have a clogged sink, you have to come. And like if your kid cuts off their arm, I'll be like, I'll be right over. Like it doesn't bother me.
It could be like a compound fracture. Like, I have no idea, like, what I'm going to see. Like, the arm is still there, and that's all I know so far. And they're all like, okay, like, mom, like, you should look. And that moment is my mom rock bottom. Like, when is the mom coming? I got through it. He did break his arm.
It's fine. It's fine to be like, it's not my thing. I'm real good at Halloween costumes, but I'm not looking at the broken arm. Sorry.
But I have to, because it's up to me to, like, it's the moment where everybody.
It's, why should it be up to you? You're not a doctor.
Well, I'm not a doctor, no, but the tennis instructor and the person who's like, am I going to call an ambulance or not? Everybody's like, well, what do you think, mom? And I'm like, I'm not in charge.
I'd just be like, I'm not looking at it. Call an ambulance.
Yeah.
We'll pay the fee if it turns out to be nothing. Sarah will finish with her. She sums it up really well. Slept in too late. Four-year-old stubbed his toe. One-year-old spilled hot coffee on his arm while my back was turned. Six-year-old got one of her infamous bloody noses all before 8 a.m. The day continued with a Zoom crash and an I don't want to have wacky hair meltdown. Crushed goldfish crackers on the freshly vacuumed carpet. And the dog got an ear infection. Like, those are the days where you're just like, what fresh hell is next? Like, it sums up our entire purpose here. Like, why have we been chosen for this?
This sounds like a painfully recent memory since a Zoom crash is involved.
Yes, this is obviously a fresh wound.
Most of my worst moments don't have Zoom crashes. I don't want to have wacky hair. Again, like, me neither. I don't want to have wacky hair day.
No one wants what? Who do we talk to be like, no more wacky hair day ever, people?
You know, it's funny. Even my kids' high school, I have two high schoolers, and they have, you know, bring your pet to homeroom today on Zoom, you know, your favorite sports team. Some kids do and some kids don't, but they're just trying, like, can we put a little whimsy into this?
I know. I get it. I shouldn't be hard on them. They're trying to be fun. I always feel like wacky hair is a heavy lift.
Wacky hair is a heavy lift. Show me your dog is fine.
I'll take if you have a sports jersey, put it on. But wacky hair is such a heavy lift. And then it gets into the whole Pinterest thing of like, this person made their hair look like an actual rocket ship that takes off. I'm like, no, no, no. I'll put a braid on the top of her head, maybe.
I'll put it on our Instagram. There is a woman who can make like shamrocks with her daughter's hair for St. Patrick's Day. It's sort of soothing. Maybe it's because I have disengaged myself from any responsibility to recreate these.
No, don't share that with me. I'm not interested.
What if your daughter saw it and was like, can I have a shamrock in my hair for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I'm too close, Amy. I can't handle that right now.
Okay.
This is another category. I had a non-mom rock bottom that reminds me of this, where I, a long time ago, when I lived in California, I went hiking. There's like hills up above LA. You could go hiking around. You see the celebrities do it. And I went with a friend and there were people at the bottom being like, listen, it's a very hot day. Make sure you have enough water. And we're like, what? We had like two water bottles in our hands. And we're like, whatever that's about. And it was somewhere we hadn't been before. And we got up and we got super, super lost. And of course, we ran out of water like 15 minutes in. And it's like, I can hear the traffic of LA. And we had about 10 minutes of that where I was like, we might not make it. Like, it was scary. You know, we got really, really lost, even though we were like 3 football fields away from like a In-N-Out burger. Like, it just was so weird how the wilderness can just, it swallows you.
LA is like that. I mean, if you've never been there, right? Like, the mountains are above the houses and like you're very quickly in like a desert wilderness. It's a strange dichotomy.
But like, everyone's had that experience too. Like, my husband, one of the kids kicked a ball into the water, like a blow up ball, and he went swimming after it. And he was like, oh, I'm almost there. And he swam way too far out. And he was like, oh my God, I could like actually die doing this. You know, it's like you make stupid mistakes and you're like, I didn't realize the consequences. All this brings me to Alice and Amy. She decided it would be a good idea to do a 9-hour car ride with an 11-month-old baby. And she thought driving through the night would be better, because the daughter would sleep the whole way. And spoiler alert, Amy, she did not. She screamed the entire time and taught herself a new word out of desperation, out. She fell asleep 30 minutes from home. We did not attempt another long car drive for years. And that when you get into an enclosed space and you've committed to a choice with very young children and it goes wrong, another person in our poop and vomit section talked about being on... I could just picture, if you're not from a place that has these kind of trains, here, I live outside of New York and like the commuter trains, it's like you're packed in there and there's these little like 6-seater seats where you have to pack in, like you're touching knees.
Yeah, they ostensibly have room for 6 people, but yeah, you're on top of each other, like your knees overlap.
Right, mm-hmm. It's 3 people facing 3 people, so you're knee-to-knee with other people. And the seats themselves are not big enough for the American butt, so like...
Not anymore, no.
You're physically interacting with 6 different people, and she desperately sat there, and she was like, I'm just going to wedge myself in with the baby, and then the baby started projectile vomiting and pooping, and I was like, that's when you're just like, I think I have to disappear. Like, that's why it's good there's no pill that makes you permanently disappear from the universe, because you would take it at that point.
And everybody on that train, I mean, having been in that situation, like, they're mad at you, you know? Like, they're mad at you, Mom. Like, make it stop, Mom. Why are you letting that baby do that?
I mean... Team those people, though. I mean, come on. At the end of a long day, you get on a train and you get vomited on by someone else's baby.
Oh, it's terrible. But they do in that moment think that the mother has some agency over making it stop.
Yeah.
You know, making the baby not have an ear infection or whatever. It's that on top of it. Like, everybody actually, I feel like everybody's mad at me. They are. They actually are mad at you, Mom, that it's happening. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to say I'm a big enough person that I would be like, that seems really difficult. Babies have hard days. But I think I would be mad at a person who brought a vomiting baby next to me on the train.
Well, can't you be? Yeah, exactly. You've been both of those people. I'm always mad at the person who doesn't seem to be like trying, you know, like if your baby's screaming and
you're on your phone.
Yeah. Make a stab at it, will you?
My husband and I were in a plane once. Me and my husband, a 2-year-old, and then the 2-year-old's mom. The plane took off and the mom put her seat tray down and then laid face down on the seat tray and fell fast asleep. And like the 2-year-old was literally looking at my husband like, hi, friend. And my husband ended up like drawing with the 2-year-old for the whole flight. But it was kind of a funny move. I was like, wow, that's a power move right there. Like, I'm going to leave my 2-year-old next to you and fall asleep.
There's an implied mom rock bottom there that I don't really want to visit.
Yeah, who knows? You got to be like, I'll draw with the kid for a while. You get your rest, babe. There's a lot of categories of like, this is symbolic of your rock bottom rather than it's not your rock bottom. It shows that you were at your rock bottom. Laura says, when I was so sleep deprived that I left the windows open when going through the car wash.
Oh my gosh. With kids in the car?
Yes. Her 6-month-old infant and 2-year-old in the backseat were not amused, she says.
I wonder how much water got in before the windows got up.
My mom famously arrived home with us in the station wagon, the old Woody station wagon in the oldie times days.
Like a Brady Bunch kind, yep.
And we all clambered out of the car and ran into the house. And my mom fell asleep at the wheel and drove through the garage door.
Oh my gosh.
She turned out she was very, very sick and had a flu. But like, she was just like, end scene. And like, put her head down and was like, I'm done. But like, she hadn't even put the car in park. She basically got us home and then passed out.
And all of you guys were like, yay, and just had run into the house.
We didn't even notice. We were like home. We were like already like in the house and like playing Barbies and stuff. And she was like, I'm not conscious anymore.
Jess talks about managing multiple young kids, feeding my twin babies their bottles. They were each in a bouncer. I was between them. They were about 5 months old or so. Potty training a 3-year-old while she's feeding bottles to 5-month-old twins, realizes the 3-year-old needs to get on the potty. She's trying to get them on the potty and the babies are screaming because she took the bottles out of their mouths. She seriously considered running away.
It's the 3-ring circus. So I started having kids very late. I was 37 and I'd had like a career, like I was just a regular person, you know? And then you're used to solving problems and used to being like, even that, whatever, I don't care. It's not like I was some high powered executive, even waiting tables. You're like, I got to drop that at table one and then I got to get to table. Like, I get it. It's stressful. I got to put that. Then I got to grab the French fries for table 4 that they sent back and bring them. Like, but you're used to like solvable problems.
Right.
And then I had 3 kids in 4 years and every day was just like, there's literally no way to do this effectively.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Like someone is always going to be pooping in the wrong place. Like it's just, there's no way to square the circle. So like everyone gets what they need. And I kind of was a little cocky about, and this is where the whole joke comes of like, well, when I have kids, I'll never blah, blah, blah. It's like, you have no idea what this is going to be like. No idea.
Yeah.
And even with one, it's just a level of chaos that you're not used to. And you're on like, everyone's world is moving. And then you're like, no, stop. I had a baby. I need like at least 8 months to figure this out. And it's like, no, Aunt Suze's wedding is next week. Like, it's like, you're supposed to just kind of figure it out on the go. Nothing stops.
And as you said, it moves from like the hardest day at a restaurant is still somehow like, if you do it all just right, a set of things that a person can do in this world, right? Like having like twin 5-month-olds and potty training a 3-year-old, that's actually more things than one person can do. And yet you're doing them.
Amy, there was a surprise category that I had not seen coming. And I actually like almost cried laughing because it's hilarious, which is Erin says she's pregnant. She gets on all fours to put a DVD in. She believes the DVD was Cars, but that is not germane to the story. One kid jumped on her back to ride the horsey. And as I turn my head to tell him to get down, I notice the other kiddo eye to eye to me, actually pink eye to eye with me.
It's already too late.
Yeah. Like you've got pink eye, you're pregnant, and you have a child attempting to ride you. Then Erica responded, the first part of your story reminded me of when I started going to labor with my 3rd kid. Daddy and grandma hadn't arrived yet, so I was trying to get dinner to a barely 2-year-old and a 3.5-year-old. The contractions were getting so intense that I knelt down on the floor to try to alleviate it, and both toddlers thought it was time for a horsey ride.
Can you imagine?
I can definitely imagine, Amy. And this is like, I will tell you, as a senior mom, that a lot of things you block out. Like there's just certain parts of being a mom that you're like, oh, there must be a part of your brain that like closes off to that. And the fact that every time you got on the ground, someone jumped on top of you is something that I forgot. Like that sensation. I had 2 boys and a girl. And I definitely remember this, like being pregnant and being like, oh, I got to get down and pick up this thing off the floor. And then like, out of nowhere, it's like they have some sixth sense that you're down on the ground and like they come from every direction. And then next thing you know, you're being jumped upon by lunatics.
All right.
It's not great.
We'll be back with more mom rock bottoms.
More and more, you hear about the importance of electrolytes as part of staying hydrated, because you need the sodium and the potassium, not just the water. And whether you're looking to hydrate during a workout, while traveling, or at the end of a long night, Sports Research Hydrate Electrolytes have got you covered with over 65 trace minerals, 7 essential vitamins, and coconut water powder.
Crisp and refreshing and without any sugar, this is hydration powered by Sports Research. They're little packets you can just grab and take with you to mix into your water bottle on the go. My favorite flavor so far, Amy, gotta be the cherry pomegranate.
Interesting. My high schooler likes the lemon lime, and she keeps a few handy in her backpack for days that she has practiced after school. These electrolytes have the sodium and the potassium that you need to go with it in the optimal ratio for daily hydration.
Visit sportsresearch.com and use code WHATFRESH at checkout for 50% off your purchase of Hydrate.
That's Sports Research, SPORTSRESEARCH, sportsresearch.com, and use code WHATFRESH for 50% off your Hydrate electrolytes order.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck. And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it? We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. So join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Get out of there, life gunk. Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. Wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. Because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking it.
Welcome to the final race of the Mom Worsts Derby. It's going to be a thrilling event which shall once and for all determine which is the most horrifying aspect of modern motherhood. They're at the gate. And they're off! Strong out of the gate is Diaper Blowout with Hand Foot and Mouth Outbreak close behind. It's Diaper Blowout and Hand Foot and Mouth. But here comes, oh, for the love of Pete, I can't believe they need another snack! Followed by, Where is Your Other Shoe? Diaper Blowout falling back as I've Told You 6 Times to Put on a Coat surges up the rail. And here comes the heavy favorite, Unwavering Constant Anxiety, taking over the field. Followed closely by, Haven't Had Sex in 2 Months. As we come down the stretch, it's Unwavering Constant Anxiety with a clear lead. But here comes the unlikely leader, Flat Stanley, who is being chased down by It's Your Turn to Take Care of the Class Pet. Still, Unwavering Constant Anxiety pulls ahead. It's Anxiety's Race to Lose. But wait! As we come into the final turn, it's All Family Stomach Flu, with Vomiting Offspring and an Airliner right on its tail. Passing on the outside, All Family Stomach Flu as they come out of the turn. Unexpected loss of hair and looks is making a late race show, but it's All Family Stomach Flu, with Vomiting Offspring and an Airliner challenging for the lead on the stretch. And at the finish, it is All Family Stomach Flu! All Family Stomach Flu is your Mom Worsts champion, besting the time of last year's champion. I just call poo in my hand. What a day at the track!
Okay, we're back. This is a rock bottom. Like, this is my, again, like, noodles in the sink, you know, like, hairs in the back of my neck are going up.
Oh, stop saying it! Stop saying it! I'm actually gonna barf.
Those are bad, but not quite as bad as rats. Elaine says, during a renovation, a colony of rats moved into the crawl space of their house.
Oh my God, do you know my rat story? I was living in a 900 square foot house, 3 kids under 5. And we decided, we had planters, and someone was like, oh, the, you know, planters that are right up against the house. And like, planters right up against the house are terrible because when you water them, you know, it seeps into the walls. So we're like, okay, we'll pull them out. Turns out they were filled with rats. The rats moved into the house. So you could hear them. Like, every night after dealing with 3 kids all day, I would hear like, and there were rats running above us. And my husband, this is really another husband rock, marital rock bottom story, was like, oh, don't worry about it. Rats don't come into the house. They just like to stay in the upstairs, in the crawl spaces. And I was like, that better be true, because do you understand, after parenting 3 small children all day, if I ever see a rat, like, it's over. And I went to put cookies in for the kids one day, and I opened the oven and a rat ran out at me.
No.
Yes. And that was really one of those moments where I was like, kids, get in the car. I'm dropping you at the free baby place and I am driving for the rest of my life and you will never see me again. A rat ran out of my oven.
The free baby place, is that like the picnic basket, like the fire station?
Yeah, I just leave them on the lawn, I guess, and I say free children. Like, I don't advocate this as a parenting advice, you know, expert with a podcast, but like, how do you recover from a rat running out of your oven when you're already, I would say it's like you're running a marathon. There's no room for a sprained ankle. You're parenting three small children in a 900 square foot house. There's no room for a rat attack.
My mom, when, gosh, my brother, he's 30 now, but when he was a baby, my mom was on some kind of, you know, PTA, like call, like not with her sister, like a call where you had to sort of, you know, act professional. And my 1-year-old brother toddled out to the kitchen holding a mouse by the tail, a dead mouse, and saying like, mousy, mousy, mousy. Yes, I think if you look at page 6, you know, like trying to get it from him while maintaining her decorum.
Oh, that is so your mom. Like, that's where I would just be like, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm starting a new life in Guam today. But your mom was like, let's keep going with the PTA meeting while I calmly grab my 6th child's mouse out of his hand. God bless your mother.
Yeah, God bless her. That's right.
She's a special case, I tell you. Elena says, and this has happened to many people, when she peed on the stick last month and discovered she was pregnant with number 3, that's when I fell apart. Thinking about 2 years of no sleep just in time for my 40th birthday? Yes, she says, it's all fine. She had planned it, but she forgot what the hormones do to the brain. And like, this is one of those moments too, where I feel like, and listen, people have lots of different journeys to pregnancy. For some people, it's like extremely joyful for some people. But I remember my mom had babies June, September, September, 3 years in a row. So like almost Irish triplets. And I had started late. So I was sort of like, I guess we'll see how many we can have. And I had 2 under 2. And I found I was pregnant with my 3rd. And I called my mom and she was like, that is going to be horrible for a while. I was like, Mom, you're like the only person who reacts to a pregnancy announcement. Like, yeah, that's really going to stink. But she wasn't wrong. It wasn't the greatest.
Speaking from experience, she could say that's...
I'm glad I did it, but I wasn't glad it was happening.
Look, I think, you know, every child is a blessing and every pregnancy is a miracle, but it is okay to not feel, you know, charitable towards every second of that very difficult experience.
It is 100% okay. I support you. Cassie really made me laugh with her answer. I feel like the answer to this question could just be my 2nd born. Potty training was a heck of a ride. I mean, she goes through it all. This is like that child. I mean, there's an expression about this, right? Like, this is the child that was sent to test you. And like, this is the child. And then she says her toddler years. She goes through many incidents in her, you know, baby face. Her toddler years ended with a grand finale, the great corn syrup incident of 2014. The time when she emptied an entire bottle of corn syrup all over the house while I was in the shower. I was horrified as my clean feet stuck to the carpet with every step.
Do you come back from that? Like, do you need a new carpet? I think you probably do.
I think you need a new home and possibly a new child. It might be time to put this one in the free child basket. And just be like, it's a free baby. You're going to love it.
Leave that baby at the fire station. Yeah, the free baby place, as you said.
Yeah. I mean, those kids, I think all of my kids were kind of difficult at different phases, but I've definitely known people who had that kid. The kid who, like, the second you leave them alone, like, how does this happen? Like, the second you leave them, it's like, they used to be popular on the internet, the pictures where it's like the paint cans at the top of the stairs and there's paint, like someone's dumped paint down the entire staircase. And like those kind of pictures, I can't look at them. Like, they trigger a level of anxiety in me that is not sustainable. Like, I just look at it and I'm like, like, you would really just have to burn down the house at a certain point, you know? Like, how are you going to get all that paint cleaned up? And like, there's always like, it's a kid who's done it. And then there's like kid white handprints all over the whole house because they just got into the paint.
I love that content. Like the kid, like they're covered in peanut butter, like, you know, like the thing, only what they're covered in is peanut butter. And the kid saying like, no, I didn't eat any peanut butter, Mom. Yeah, like wearing the proof of their crime.
Oh, I hate those. I can't look at them. It makes me so upset. I didn't eat the peanut butter. Jessica has a hilarious story that is another rock bottom that I hadn't really thought about. It's a little bit of a long story, but basically she took her kids on a hike to go get milkshakes.
Wait, a hike to get milkshakes?
I was surprised by this, but I can picture where she is. She's in California. It's like seaside hike. I can picture exactly what she's doing. She's like hiking on the same hills that I got lost in over to somewhere.
As you say, two blocks from an In-N-Out burger or a place to get a milkshake. Like, it's dangerous and there's a milkshake at the end.
That's exactly it. It's like, am I dying in the wilderness or am I getting In-N-Out? I can't decide. So that's exactly where she is, right? She's going to try to make it to the In-N-Out. The son is complaining. It's the worst day of his life. The daughter has a pooping incident. It's a whole thing that goes on. And then she passes a group of teenagers who kind of look at her in her horrible situation. And she says, I sort of had a sad out-of-body experience. I used to be like them with everything in front of me. And now I'm here with my small, unruly kids, a middle-aged mom holding poop wipes and trying to look like I've got anything figured out. And this is a rock bottom, that moment where you're like, oh, yeah, it happened. Like, old is not a door. You know, middle-aged and like not being cool anymore, not being young anymore. I feel like when I was young, I thought it was a door. Like, I would be like, oh, the door's coming up. I'm almost at the door. And on the other side of the door, I'll be old. But I'm still young because I'm not at the door yet. But I can see it over there. It's like you turn around one day and like you're going to get your suitcase from the overhead bin. And there's no dude running up to you being like, let me help you with that. Like, there's no indication that anyone sees you at all. You're just like, I'm just the old lady with a poop wipe now.
Here's my rock bottom from like last weekend. You just reminded me of this. I had music on. I usually listen to podcasts, so it's rare that I have music on, but I had some music on and I was listening to, like, I don't know, some song from the summer that I really loved. And I was feeling pretty cool to be listening to cool music, putting on makeup, right? So I'm like kind of like putting on my eyeliner and like grooving to this cool song. And like, I look pretty good. I look cool. And then I just looked at myself in the mirror dancing and just saw myself as like the middle-aged lady at a wedding that's kind of hilarious because she doesn't know how dorky she looks dancing to the cool song. I'm like, oh, like, and it happened, you know, like you say, like you think that there's a door that you'll realize that you're passing through. And I was like, oh no, like I am like, if I'm dancing at a wedding, it's funny. It's definitely not like cool, let alone sexy.
I don't agree with that. I've seen you dancing. I push back against that, but your overall point is not wrong. You should dance in the mirror. You should put your eyeliner on. You should feel cool. You should not worry about being goofy. But I believe that you look fine.
Thanks.
This made me laugh. Megan, and I also like, you know, I like it when people sound like they're from other lands. Megan has a soother battle.
Yes.
I believe we call this a passy, where we come from. But she was really done and cut the tips off of her 3.5-year-old's pacifiers.
That's how I did it with my big pacifier lover.
But then the daughter went bonkers and she found one that was uncut because she was like, forget it. I can't deal with this. The daughter's crying for like hours, and then put it in her mouth. She fell back asleep in 2 seconds. And then the next day she lost it and had to go buy another whole pack of pacifiers because she'd cut the tops off of all of the other ones. Yeah, those are the the overcommitment. And I feel like this is an oldie locks alert, the movie Young Frankenstein.
Back in my day,
whatever happens to me, don't open this door. It's like a really long, funny scene where like he tells everyone, like, don't open the door no matter what happens. And it's like, you kind of are like, it's over. I'm going to cut up all the pacifiers. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, what have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done? I've made the greatest mistake of my life.
Yeah.
Anything you're thinking, like, I'm going to get rid of these things, put them in the closet instead. This is another thing that like happens with toys, blankie. Oh, you're ready to get rid of Blanky? Great. I'll throw him away. Don't ever do that.
Right.
Let me tell you, 2 weeks later, you're going to be rummaging through the town dump looking for that Blanky. If you're ready to get rid of something, put it in the closet for a year and then throw it out.
The best thing I ever did was make sure like all three of my kids had Blankies, but it was like a 3-pack. It might have been a 6-pack. I got like flannel blankets with little trains on them or musical notes or whatever. But what we had multiples. Got to rotate them so you never lose them.
But the trick with that is then you've got to keep them rotating.
Sure.
Because I brought 2 bears for one of my kids, exactly the same bear.
Oh.
But he loved on one of the bears. And then the other bear, it's good that his nose is squished from being in his mouth. Like his eye is gone. Like he's not. And it was funny because it was so quick. Like I saw the kid had the bear for a week and I was like, let me switch it out. And it was just like, it would have made a funny video. Like at 18 months, he like, it's like, oh, my bear. And he snuggled up to it. And then he like pulled it away from his face. And he's like, this isn't Blue Bear. Like, he knew immediately. And he looked at me like, what have you done to Blue Bear? Like, it was like a alien. You know that movie where, like, the alien is trying to pretend to be your mom?
Pod People. Right.
Yeah. He was like, it was hilarious. We still laugh about it. Amy, we have to finish so strong because this was an LOL and everybody on the thread was dying laughing. Sylvia got a bat in her house. She suited up in the biggest hooded coat she could find, put on gloves, and chased the thing with a child's butterfly net. After chasing it for a while, it finally landed and she was able to get the credit, transfer it to an Amazon box. Like, this, I would never have been able to do this, and release it outside. Came home and she was like, oh my God, I'm done for the night. I have felled the bat.
Right.
Which is an amazing accomplishment.
I'm good for the month. Right.
Like, she should get Mother of the Year for getting a bat out of her house with just a butterfly.
Right. I'm good till 2022.
She's done. But no, Amy. Then her oven lit on fire. Like, something in it exploded. Huge flames bursting in every direction. She gets her kids out of the kitchen, sprays it all with a fire extinguisher. What she never knew about fire extinguishers is there's a fine powder that they expel. It drifts in the air and covers every surface in the house. And so she was cleaning it for 3 days while her three-year-old yelled at her the entire time because she did not get the Paw Patrol Marshall firefighter out to dress up in before she put out the oven fire. So as she cleaned the house for 3 days, her child lectured her long and hard about the firefighter hat. Mama, next time there's a fire, get the hat first.
I mean, so many regrets, right? So many regrets about that moment.
It's so a kid. It's like, I saved your life, but the kid's like, I can't believe you didn't get the Paw Patrol hat first.
How did you not give me that image?
Why would you waste an opportunity like a deadly fire?
Hold on, everybody.
You gotta wear the Paw Patrol hat if you're gonna fight a fire. It's such a perfect nexus of the way that kids see the world and what's hard about being a mom. To me, it is the all-time perfect story. And I thank you, Sylvia, for bringing it to us, because I was like, this is what it's all about. You got the bat, you put out a fire, and your kid's only reaction is like, here's what you did wrong. And I'm going to talk to you about it for a week.
Did you have a Paw Patrol hat on?
Oh, so genius. Thank you, Sylvia. And thank you to everyone who sent in your mom rock bottoms. We didn't get to a lot of them. If you want to check out the rest of them, we'll put the link in the show notes, because there's a whole universe out there of hilarious stories waiting for you.
Hey, guess what? We're on Audible now. So if you use Audible to listen to books, you can also listen to our podcast on Audible. And if you do use Audible, will you follow us on there? Will you leave us a ranking and a review on that? That will really help us find even more listeners. That would be great.
Please do that, guys. And thanks so much. This was a laugh fest. I'm glad I did it. I need a little laugh today, Amy. Friends, we'll talk to you next time.
So long, everybody.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.